Now, up next, we have Distance Engine. Will, hey.
Hi. Hi.
I never know where to start with you.
I never know.
You're a man of many talents.
I never know where to start with me either. Tyler, got a pick? Start with that.
Let's start with, how did you guys meet? How did you and Tyler meet?
It was a truck stop, I think.
It was at the bus stop, actually.
Oh,
Tyler
great.
Was dancing and I was stuffing dollar bills into his cheese string.
Oh, God. I dared ask.
I was actually very near the bus stop. A friend of mine told me, someone I had played with, who ended up being the bass player, one of the bass players in that band, had told me about...
The band Sentimental Hitmen?
Yeah. He had told me about this great guitar player who he thought that I would work really well with. And Tyler was living in a warehouse up in North Boulder, and I kept leaving notes on his door and was very...
I have a couple friends who lived in that area,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably know.
It's a popular place for creative geniuses.
Semi-homeless people.
Yes.
So, yeah, I kept leaving notes on his door, and then, eventually my persistence paid off, and we started playing together and formed Sentimental Hitmen.
Very cool.
And that band was a lot of fun. Lasted 3 years and did pretty well.
Yeah, you guys were amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we did a... did a beaver benefit with you.
Yeah.
Helped put together a beaver benefit. It was a long time ago.
That was a cool show. So now you're doing some solo stuff as Distance Engine. Are you still in another band or?
I don't have a band right now. I'm planning to put together another band pretty muy pronto.
You just got out of a band recently.
Well, Action Figure 8 was my last band. Another really fun band that had a couple of really good years.
Yeah, they did some great stuff.
Thank you. But we did break up in September amicably. Hi, guys.
That's cool. That's always better when it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still all really good friends. Probably we'll play together in whatever configurations at some point. But I was doing... it was just sort of an accident that I had just been doing some... solo acoustic demos for the band of new songs. And then the band broke up and people heard the demos and said, this is interesting and we like it. So I sort of kept doing it and also thought it would be nice to take a little break from the, you know, the everything that...
You do so much. I mean, you're so talented in so many different arenas. I mean, you play a lot of different instruments.
Yeah,
and write your own music.
Thank you.
Manage, and the list goes on and on.
Well, right, the managing part of managing a band, trying to manage people's personalities, and the, you know, all of that was really nice for the first time in years to feel like, oh, I don't have to put together another band right away because I'm doing this other thing that's kind of interesting,
right.
and definitely very different from what I've been doing with my bands. Which kind of lends itself to the solo acoustic thing is that it's been more folk and country influenced, and I am really enjoying it. But at the same time, I have the itch again now because I can't play all my instruments when I'm doing this and so on. What I'd like to do ultimately is continue to explore the acoustic thing, maybe not solo, maybe you know, add some people, but start another band also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely see you not letting go of a band because you're just so talented in all you do.
Oh, and thanks again.
You have that energy too. So, well, why don't we hear some of your new stuff? And I hope you play my favorite song.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so
let
me just ask you if people want to check out your stuff, if they can, where are you on MySpace and things like that?
Yeah, it's just myspace.com/distanceengine.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and it's all me.
It's all you.
Sounds like a band name, looks like a guy.
Sounds like a really good band.
All right. Just, okay.
Untangle yourself there.
Well, I'm trying to get the, actually, that's exactly what I need to do is untangle it because it's getting in the way.
Well, while you're untangling, let me just remind people that you're listening to 95.3 FM in Boulder, Green Light Radio. And if you want to email us, you can do so at kglrfm@gmail.com.
So following Tyler is difficult because Tyler is a good guitar player, a very good guitar
He's
player.
He's an incredible guitar player, wow.
Well, you didn't hear the half of it tonight. When Sentimental Hitman,
he
got to stretch his chops, yeah. I am not. To put it bluntly, I am not a good guitar player, but I'm going to try to have some fun here. And so this is actually...
I wouldn't say that. I think it works.
This is actually a song that that Sentimental Hitman recorded as a full band, and I just rearranged it for solo acoustic, and this is called Lead Spoons. Have a little angel, swing me a little higher. Brilliant little brainchild, come riding out of bedlam. My saddle rebuilt, I got just enough laughter left, just enough milk spilt. Been playing lead spoons in a one-man band. I've been looking for you, do you know who I am? No, I seen you dancing with a million other men. I don't know if she's mad at you, but honey, I'm nothing like them. I'll make up in spirit what a lack in technique. I'll tend you directly out that door and strip down that street. Been playing lead spoons in a one-man band, but I'm getting tired of the old tunes and I'm looking to expand. You had me mystified for a little long time. I see something in your eyes, do they see anything in mine? I know that you're a painter, I think you're a sculptor too. Here's about 150 pounds of clay, let's see what you can do. Been playing lead spoons in a one-man band, but since I ran into you, I got a lot more on my hands.
That's great. That's the great thing about people who write, is that the lyrics are always going to be awesome.
Thank
that
you.
That was pretty impressive.
Hey, Tyler, do you have a thicker pick?
No.
That sounded really good.
Okay.
You're also down on yourself about the guitar, but you play fine.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, that's my bane is perhaps being so down on myself about it. Maybe I need to be less self-conscious just have fun more.
Yeah, definitely.
Come on now, Will. Just lighten up
lighten
and have
up,
some fun now.
Lighten up, would you?
Come on, y'all.
No,
so actually, what I think I'll do right now is do a little harp.
Oh, how cool. I didn't know we were going to have...
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, on the Distance Engine, the new CD, which is now available, I have an EP out called You're Getting There. And on the new CD, I do lead spoons, and it was the only song where I overdubbed... another instrument besides my guitar and the voice. So what I did was I overdubbed the harp. But I like just having, you know, I'm from North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, this
can't,
is cheap.
Can't tell all the time, but you can tell now.
You can bring it, you can whip it out.
I like to just have a good old time. Sometimes, you know, just stomp my feet, you know, like that.
Definitely.
Do a song that I heard on a Cream album many, 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 many years ago and haven't heard since, so I don't really know the words, but... I'll fake it. Actually, I think a reed is broken on the harp.
Oh. that was so
impressive.
Oh,
it's just one of those nights, isn't it?
I know, it's been one of those nights. God, that was so impressive.
Here, actually, let me try that trill one more time. If the trill doesn't work this time, I'll stop. Yeah, reed's broken. Okay.
Oh, darn.
That all right. Didn't get to the foot stomping part, but that's okay.
That's pretty cool, though.
Okay, you requested your favorite song, and I know what your favorite song is.
Awesome.
It's a funny thing about love songs. I write a lot of love songs, and the past few years, I haven't had relationships that have lasted very long. And so I've ended up with this log of love songs to girls who aren't around anymore.
Oh, but that's what makes it brilliant.
It's an interesting thing about love songs. Yeah. Because I think sometimes about that, like, okay, this song doesn't have the same feeling that it had for me when I wrote it, or what if my current girlfriend gets like, hey, how come you don't write a song about me? And
didn't I ask you one time to write one
about
me?
And who'd you write that song about? And who is she, are you still friends with her? You know?
It's complicated.
So, it's funny, but you know, ultimately what they are is some of my favorite songs that I've ever written. And be happy to do that one. It's called So Many Hummingbirds.
Love this song.
Thanks for requesting it. You open your mouth, the ocean sings. I reach under your shirt, and so many hummingbirds burst into the sky. So many hummingbirds. You open your eyes like dark hearts of sunflowers. I touch your neck and dolphins leap out of waves, splash against the sky. Dolphins leap out of waves. You stretch out your hand, and all these panthers sigh. I lean into you, and half of the stars dive out of the sky. Half of the stars.
If somebody wrote a song like that for me, I think I would just fall over and die.
That's not the intended effect. You want them to be around after they hear the song.
That was a good point. No, it's just it's a combination of like such great lyrics and just the music, the way it's composed and the way it's done.
Well, thanks. I think we got a little bit of a distortion there when I went into the bridge.
Yeah.
Well,
I fix it quickly.
Yeah.
Start hitting the guitar a little hard.
We have a man with fast fingers over
coming,
here.
You know?
Yeah.
It was unexpected.
I'd like to do a cover.
Yeah, go right ahead.
It's another, so it is a love song, and it's funny. Get a little catch in my throat there when I started thinking about this song.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just such a great song. A song by the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian, Lovin' Spoonful. And it's a love song, but it's about a particular aspect. Geez, I'm getting all choked up here. Something that I miss and hope to find again.
You will.
A particular aspect of love in that the time spent with a person that's not necessarily romantic time, but just talking. Yeah. Anyway. Jeez. What's going on here?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a very emotional guy, and I've never been very good at controlling it. I've tried and tried for...
That's what makes great music. That's what makes you a great musician.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so...
It's okay to shoot the moon. couldn't bear to wait an extra if you thought. My darling, be home soon. You know, it's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I tunneled. For the great relief of having you to talk to.
So beautiful. Was that, so tell me, now that we're kind of on a little bit on this topic, tell me some of your influences in music.
They're all over the place. Probably pretty much like what Tyler would tell you. Just all over the place. Just everything I've heard that I've liked, and it's been, and I've been exposed to a lot. First stuff I remember hearing my parents listening to, they liked jazz singers. They liked, my mom really liked Judy Garland, and it's easy to see why.
Yeah.
Easy to love people like that. Grew up on rock and roll, basically. When I was around 11, everything changed. My dad took me to Woodstock. I was exposed to a lot of the music that was coming out then that was just blowing everybody's mind, and everything changed for me, and I decided I was going to be a musician. I mean, I'd been playing music since I was a kid, but I decided, like, oh, I want to write songs and sing and play instruments.
So when did you actually start writing music?
About that time, about 11.
11?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's incredible.
But yeah, my main instruments are traditionally jazz instruments. My main instruments are woodwinds. So
what do you play? Name a few instruments that you play.
I play a bunch of saxophones, a bunch of different voices of saxophones, tenor, alto, soprano, and flute, which I forgot my flute. I was going to play it with Tyler on his song tonight.
Well, you did a good job whistling. I like that.
Well, I'd like to hear it. I'll be the judge of that. I'll be the harshest critic of that.
Well, you said, you know, we really
put you on the spot there. Oh, that was fun. I'm not afraid to embarrass myself.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah. Most people are too. I'm probably one.
I mean, I am afraid to embarrass myself, but I'll get up and do it anyway.
Yeah. That's impressive. I think most people are like me. They probably won't try it because they're too afraid.
Yeah. So, do another song?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, this is another one from the new EP. This is called Life Like Feel. Chased up that hill, fiends they keep on chasing you, just won't leave you still, won't leave you no quietude. But the flowers in the breeze, the angels in the dragonflies, the flowers in the breeze, the water that can make
make you wise. You could feel like lemon ash crushed under the wheel, but you can't get over the life-like feel. Rub your skin, shake it off, shake it in. Come alive, come alive. If you're gonna come, if you're gonna come at all. Trapped in the house, door standing open still. You know how to get out, but I know how that feels. Roof is reaching for the moon, gonna have to do some reaching too. Kept spinning out of tune. Maybe all you need is to change the route, and that could be soldiers coming across the fields. But you're so disarmed by the life like
nice.
Thank you.
So we're running a little short of on time here.
Well, I'd like to do one more. Yeah, since absolutely. I butchered that one so badly.
Oh, you did not. Come on. Yeah, definitely do one more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, so this is called Snow on the Ocean. This is another one from the new CD.
So it's well after got to be alright. It better be alright. And the tides leave it in white noise behind in their wake. I believe it's going to open. I believe it's going to break. And I'm going their way. Yeah, I'm going there. There's snow on the ocean, it's raining on the desert. I know there's all kinds of darkness, I know all about this weather. Take me home now. Home is nowhere. Going home. Temples and your bars, been held in your dungeons, and carried up by your scars. You show me horror and wonder. Show me horror and no, the rain isn't stopping. There's nothing to be done. The wind isn't waiting, neither is the sun. I'm gonna throw down this gun and do anything but run. And there's snow on the ocean, it's raining on the desert. I know there's all kinds of darkness, I know all about this weather. Take me home now. Home is nowhere. Going home now.
great set.
Thank you.
That's, I like the way that you guys sound together. I mean, even though you're playing separately, that it flows nicely together.
Yeah, well, in these shows, we're planning to do a crossover section, or maybe crossover, you know, in between where we do a few songs together, or call each other up.
Yeah,
so,
I like
that. We got a couple things that we're working on.
Thank you so much, Will, for joining us. And well, you too, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks.
G-Girl.
Thanks, G-Girl. Yeah, thank y'all so much.
Yeah. So once again, that was Distance Engine. All right, thanks for listening.
Oh,
tune in all the time to 95.3 FM Green Light Radio.
.com.
You and your... You and your .com.